When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Last night we saw the two best teams in the East. Are we going to see him again very, very soon? Chris Carlin, Chris Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The Bucks come away with a 120-119 win in overtime. And it is funny, Chris, that when we talk about how much talent there is in the league and every other day, well, this guy's now the best player in the league. Well, John Morant's closing in on it. Well, Durant's still that guy. And we probably still don't talk about Giannis enough. I know we don't talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and giving a defending champion the respect they deserve, but they just continue to find ways to win games. And he goes out and has 44 without blinking last night, and it still feels quiet.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that we're not rolling with the guy that's got two MVPs and a championship in the trophy case, and he's only 27 years old.
It's amazing.
Nobody considers him the best player in the NBA, but I think people need to start giving him more love. They got to give this guy his flowers. Think about what he's done this week, being able to beat Joel Embiid head-to-head, being able to beat Kevin Durant head-to-head, on the Nets' home floor without Chris Middleton for the majority of the second half and overtime. That speaks volumes about the kind of impact that Giannis has on his team being able to have success at the highest levels. And now the Milwaukee Bucks find themselves one game behind the Miami Heat in the win column for first place in the conference.
I mean, take this into consideration. You want to doubt what the Bucks do, right? You want to say, well, they're not sexy enough. Middleton goes out of the game with about 5 minutes left in regulation. And the Bucks at that point just make a 9-point Nets lead evaporate.
Yep.
From that point on, they lose Middleton, and it's almost like you woke them up. You ticked them off, and then they're rolling. Let's hear from Giannis after the game last night on the performance.
It's good. It's good because I'm changing the narrative, you know. I don't want to be the guy only that dunks and runs. You know, I can, you know, make a three.
How do you not love this about this guy? Because he hits the big three at the end of the game. Postseason last year. You want to shoot the three? Go ahead. We're not going to defend you. Please do. Now he's knocking down threes in big spots. You want to send him to the line? Go ahead. Please do. Hitting free throws in big spots. Up at 72% now this year. Off a championship, he continues to get better and better. It's amazing.
No question about it. The step back three at the end of regulation to push it into overtime and then hitting the big free throws in overtime. Like, it's amazing what this guy is doing. But, Carlin, one of the most impressive things that he did was in overtime being able to have the late find to Wesley Matthews on the corner, right there on the corner of the wing, to knock down a three-pointer when he's getting double-teamed. That's an underrated aspect of Giannis's game right now that people don't necessarily appreciate. When you get those double teams, making the right basketball play, it's something that you talked about with Kevin Durant, him not doing at the end of regulation when he's double teamed by Giannis, and I want to say it was Wesley Matthews at that elbow. That's one of those that you've got to pass up, but Giannis has shown that he has the awareness to be able to make the plays, to force the issue when it's necessary. Him being able to get the ball off the dead ball and just push the pace and attack the rim rather than Bud calling a timeout, that was critical to him being able to have an opportunity to ice the game with those two free throws. So you got to give credit where credit is due, man. Giannis has stepped up in a big way, and it's hard to think that he's gotten better after what we saw from last year. But I think the facts speak for itself.
To that point, Jay Williams this morning on KJM, speaking to the fact that Durant, in taking these shots toward the end of the game, maybe it's not the best thing in the world to do. And keep in mind that over the last 9 minutes of regulation, Kyrie Irving had just three shot attempts.
Well, it depends on situation, but I'm starting to lean more towards Kyrie here on this one. And there was something about last night watching in particular – Kyrie Irving's ability to get out of double teams because he's so elusive with the ball. And he's such an incredible, difficult shot maker. You know, when you look at KD and the clutch shooting, his percentage is 33.6. That's at an all-time low. So I look at Kyrie and I look at these game situations. I'm like, even though he wasn't on one last night, I'm still wondering. Kyrie can create shots for himself in a different way than KD can. And I like his clutch-making shot ability a little bit more right now.
And when you have Durant at the end of regulation doubled, and one of the two guys doubling him at the top of the key is Giannis, he never had a chance. He never had a chance. He's got to do a better job of finding whether it's Kyrie or whoever's open at that point.
Well, I, and you're right about that, but I don't want to take credit away from the Milwaukee Bucks defense, because how you double affects how those players can find the open guy in those passing lanes. And so I think that's the thing that surprised me the most about last night's game, is the job that the Bucks team defense did on Kyrie and KD. Those two combined for only 16 points in the first half. Like, they flustered those guys early on in that game, didn't allow them to get into a rhythm, and they were able to sustain that level of intensity on the defensive side of the court for the entirety of that game. So when it comes to clutch situations, when it comes to who should have the basketball, guys getting to their spots where they can do what they do best, I think we got to give credit where credit is due. The Milwaukee Bucks defense came to play last night. Now, I'm not saying that Kyrie and KD played their best game and they can absolutely be better, but I think last night's story was more about the Bucks defense than it was about the gaffes and the miscues from the Nets offense.
Can we agree that right now the two best teams in the Eastern Conference were those two teams we saw last night?
Yeah. Yeah. The way I look at it right now, I don't believe in Miami. I don't think they're the best team in the East, even though that's what the standings say. We talked about the problems with the Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden is in a little bit of a slump. I don't even know if you can say a little bit of a slump. He's in a major slump. When you lose to the Detroit Pistons, that's a problem. The Chicago Bulls, even though DeRozan dropped 50 last night, I still don't buy them.
Celtics got on a ridiculous run. It's cooled off a hair.
It feels like something not quite right around Boston.
It may have just been one of those great stretches that a team can go through. Plus, Williams does not help.
No, it doesn't help. And then Robert Williams being out is going to be huge for them. And then it's M.A. Udoka's first season. It usually takes a couple of years for a coach to get his footing before you're talking about them contending at a championship level. So when it comes to the two teams that I'm willing to back and put money on, If I'm putting something out there on FanDuel or DraftKings, I'm going to roll with the Milwaukee Bucks followed by the Brooklyn Nets. That's just where I'm at with it.
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80. So I'll pose this question. Would you take right now for a championship the Nets and the Bucks or the field? The Nets and the Bucks or the field
for a championship. I can't.
Eastern Conference is no question.
I can't. Yeah, Eastern Conference is not a question. I can't dismiss those three teams out west. I just won't do it. Phoenix, Memphis, and Golden State. I won't do it.
You're that high on Memphis?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I mean,
they don't feel like they're a team that's going to be ready quite yet.
Yeah, but if you look at their record, seeing what they do against teams that have winning records, teams that are in the playoff field, this team has showed that they can compete and beat anybody, including the Phoenix Suns, in the NBA. So I'm not going to dismiss the Memphis Grizzlies. Taylor Jenkins has got that team playing incredible basketball.
And listen,
Jay Williams, our very own Jay Williams, said the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the finals.
And Morant makes everybody else better. I mean, Desmond Bain, the player that he's become.
Desmond Bain. I mean, you name it. De'Anthony Melton coming off the bench is an outstanding player. Steven Adams gives them that toughness. I mean, they've got a lot of guys on that team that aren't household names, but that play really, really good basketball.
I'm not writing them off, but I'm writing them all off.
Right?
I'm going to take those two.
With all due respect, and then you disrespect them.
Exactly. Okay. I am that guy. Okay. I will say, with all due respect, and then completely disrespect somebody. That pretty much sums it up. So okay. I would, if you're just making me choose, I am taking the Nets and the Bucks versus the field. It's close, but I'm taking the Nets and the Bucks, and it's primarily because of the Bucks.
Well, here's the thing.
They have the
two best players in basketball, Kevin Durant and Giannis. I mean, I know that Jokic is the odds-on favorite to win MVP. I know Embiid is right behind him. But let's be honest. if you're trying to win a championship and you have a draft and you're picking players, those two are going to be at the top of most people's list. That's the reality of it. That is the reality of it.
I'm telling you. It's
any pushback, any disagreement?
No. I want to put Morant in the discussion, but he's probably just on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Just on the outskirts.
He'll get there eventually.
It's Chris Carlin, Chris Canty on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. The college basketball season is winding down, and that means we must turn our attention to the Wendy's Wooden Watch. Go to ESPN.com, search Wooden Watch for the list of the Wooden Award nominees to watch as this season rolls on. Kansas guard Ochai Agbaji.
Yes, sir.
Will take on Villanova tomorrow night. I have a little history of not saying the name correct. And he was named one of the five finalists for the Wooden Award. It is the better breakfast o'clock at Wendy's. So get a bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for $1. I thought for sure that Bubba was going to play the Ochai Agbaji.
Well, we got Renee on the board, so it's up to him to hit it. So.
Oh, so Renee, but Bubba in the big chair today for Nuno, producing the show, is just handing off the responsibility to somebody else. And Renee, apparently you have dropped the ball for not embarrassing
Carlin,
me.
Carlin, don't feel too bad about messing up Ochai Agbaji's name. There are other people out there that have done it.
He's on the Wooden Watch list.
Listen, and he's a finalist. And he's outstanding, and he's probably going to be the reason that Kansas wins a national championship. But listen, there have been other people that mess up the name. Now, you know the name that I get him crossed up with sometimes? David Obajo.
Ochai Agbaji.
Exactly. Agbaji and Ajabo. That's what I'm talking about. See, I just did it.
Hey,
it's a problem.
See, that's awfully nice
of you.
It's a
problem.
That's awfully nice of you.
Just trying to help you out.
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Up next, the Mets are awaiting some news on a star right now that could really make or break their season. We'll fill you in what we're talking about next. Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Whoa, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
Greeny, the podcast.
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty on ESPN Radio in for Greeny today, presented by Progressive Insurance. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Jacob DeGrom this morning going for an MRI, and that was obviously not good news for the Mets. He was getting it on his shoulder. Chris, there's a few things at work here. I mean, when he is on, we know that he is, if not the best, the second or third best pitcher in all of baseball.
When he's healthy, he's the best pitcher in baseball, period.
Okay.
That is a fact.
I'm not going to argue with
that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
The problem is we are talking about the latter too often. And we saw it last year. And we were talking about this off the air, and I totally agree with the notion that he has done this to himself when he is throwing the ball 100 miles an hour as much as he was last year. Did it over 90 times last season. 90 times.
Carlin, there was one game early on in the season where Jacob DeGrom had 20-plus pitches that were 100 miles an hour plus.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable. And so you have to wonder for a guy that already had Tommy John surgery in his past, that had UCL issues last year, that had the back issue last year. Now we're talking about shoulder tightness. You have to wonder, are his best days behind him? I'm sure Mets fans don't want to hear that, but that's the reality of where Jacob DeGrom is, because now we're talking about his tune-up start before opening day next Thursday down in Washington. And it could be a situation where Jacob DeGrom is not available because he's not healthy.
It's even painful to even discuss why he is in this situation. Because, Chris, so it was the elbow or in the forearm last year, and now it's the shoulder. I'm not a doctor. I'm sure there is a degree of it that has to do with overcompensating for it and trying to make up for it. And now you have Max Scherzer there. And just a few weeks ago, he comes out in his opening press conference in spring training and says, by the way, I will definitively be opting out. Why? Why would you ever say that in that moment?
Does he want to be here? That would be my follow-up question to that. I'm not sure, but the fact that he just saw Max Scherzer get $43 million a year from his owner, Steven Cohen, that probably has something to do with DeGrom wanting to opt out because he wants to get paid true market value, and he didn't have the opportunity to do that when he signed the extension with the Mets a few years back. But if I'm Jacob DeGrom, knowing what's happened over the past calendar year with injuries, why in the world would you opt out of your contract?
But this is my point. Why say it now? Listen, the Mets, everybody knows it's lying right there for DeGrom.
Yeah.
That if he has a big year, of course he's going to opt out.
The only reason I could think that he would say it before the year starts is that the Mets can know his intentions and potentially look to trade him to a team that's looking to contend in 2022. That would be the only thing that makes sense, Carlin, because you're right. You don't have to come out and say you're going to opt out. You don't. And until you actually do exercise your option, then you're not going to be held to the fire or held to whatever you say. So it just doesn't make sense that he would come out and say it unless this is a play to be moved at some point this season.
See, I don't think it was to be moved.
In order to go to a contender.
I don't think it was to be moved. I think it was just to put some early pressure on the Mets to even think about trying to do something sooner to lock him up. And that was
why would you think about doing something sooner if you're the Mets? It makes no sense.
You wouldn't. And that's why it made no sense to me to say it. The pressure's already there for everybody if he has a big year.
But do you have to apply pressure when you have the richest owner in the sport?
No.
That's the part that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, no.
I hear everything that you're saying, but this is not the Wilpons. This is Steve Cohen. He has billions on billions. As a matter of fact, the show Billions on Showtime with Axelrod was loosely based off of him.
Yeah.
So it's not as if you got to push the owner to give you money. You saw him give Scherzer big-time money. You saw him give Lindor big-time money. You don't think Steven Cohen wants to write another check to Jacob DeGrom to say that he paid him? Of course he does.
Of course he does.
So why would you say that you want to opt out if you still want to stay with the Mets?
I think Jacob DeGrom has been frustrated since he signed an under-market contract with a lot of deferred money that he signed. He took the money. I get it. But he fired his agents within a month of signing that contract because he knew it was a mistake at the time and he was trying to do the right thing in addition to getting his money. But now he sees all that money that's been flying around. He saw the Mets offer Trevor Bauer what they offered him, and they saw them give the money to Max Scherzer. I'm getting mine. And I think that's what it's been about, and I think he's been frustrated by that. And it was just a moment where he said something where he shouldn't have said it, and now to me, the other part is, and this may just come across as silly, there is a degree of jinxing yourself there. Like, there's just no need for you to come out and say it when everybody knows it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there has to be some type of motive. And to me, I don't think it's about trying to extract maximum value for the Mets, because if he's healthy and he's pitching to the level that we know he's capable of, there's no way that Steven Cohen lets Jacob DeGrom go pitch for another team. So again, I don't think he has to come out and try to put public pressure on Steven Cohen to give him the bag. To me, it has to be about something else. And maybe Jacob DeGrom just feels like his time with the Mets has run its course. Now, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense given the kind of team that they're going to match out there, because this year their outfield is significantly better. The defense supporting him should be better.
How much does it kill him if he's out for a while? Does it take away their chances to win the To win the division?
That's the part, yeah. I think that's...
Do the Mets now not make the playoffs, even with the expanded playoffs? Let's just say, God forbid, they lost them for the season.
No, I think they make the playoffs, but it's about being able to compete for a division and not having to worry about a wild card game. I think that's the big part.
Totally agree.
So I think, when you look at how this team was built, it's about their pitching and the top of their rotation in particular. That's why they went out and did what they did in the offseason, getting Canna and getting Marte to improve your outfield defensively. And so now you've got to be able to have those guys at the top of the rotation and take advantage of what they're bringing to the table. Think about how much money the Mets have in those two pitchers,
yep,
in Scherzer and DeGrom. So that's what's going to have to lead your team. That's your path to victory. They're going to have to win today. And if Jacob DeGrom is going to miss a significant portion of the season, then you have to recalibrate your expectations for what this Mets team can be.
Carlin and Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Greeny, the podcast.
I couldn't get over this when I heard it yesterday.
Mm.
DK Metcalf, the Seahawks wide receiver, was on Kevin Garnett's video podcast or digital show, whatever it was, and started talking about his diet. And I can't even do it justice. Please take a listen to what DK Metcalf talked about with his daily diet on Showtime Basketball. That's KJ's new podcast, or KG's new podcast.
I eat one meal a day, drink one coffee, and eat like 3-4 bags of candy.
Man, define bags of candy, man. Jelly like beans?
Nah, see, I'm a gummy type of guy. See, you get your lifesavers.
Come on, man. Stop, man. Come on. Hold on, man. So you finna go through a structure, a bag of candy. You about to go through the whole. Okay, let's hear this.
All right, I'm just taking you through yesterday. So yesterday, I woke up, worked out again, came home, showered. I'm hungry. Run to Starbucks, get a quick coffee. That's going to hold me to like 4, 5 o'clock. This 12. Okay. So it's going to hold me for like 4 hours.
Dang.
Around 4:30, I ordered some candy and a water. So I got, what did I get yesterday? Got the Skittles gummies. Then I got the Lifesaver Creations. They're the same size bag, so I just mix them.
So it's safe to say we're going to see a DK gummy at some point, right?
Yeah, okay, for sure.
Okay, y'all heard it. Another certified moment.
Right? Yeah. Get the gummy, get the candy, get the water. Eat that. That's going to hold me to like 8 o'clock where I'm having dinner, 8, 9. And then I eat dinner, go to sleep.
That's an everyday thing? That's Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Monday? You eating candy like that, huh?
Yeah.
That is from KG's new podcast, KG Certified. What I just learned is that I can be a professional athlete.
No, you can't.
At a high level.
No, you can't.
If that is the man's diet.
No, you can't, because everybody's not built like DK. But this certainly explains the pacifier mouthpiece that he wears, because he eats like a child. That would be what a kid does if they're left to their own devices. The fact that this guy works out twice and then has a Starbucks coffee and then orders bags of candy. Now, the candy is a problem by itself, but the fact that you're ordering candy rather than going in the store and getting your own candy.
Yeah.
What is he, Uber Eats?
Yeah,
for Skittles gummy.
That's a Carlin move.
Right?
That's a Carlin move.
Right? I'm just saying, that is crazy to think that this guy, which is one of the most finely tuned athletes in the National Football League, has this type of diet.
Listen,
unbelievable.
Marshawn started something up there with the Skittles.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's not Marshawn Lynch's diet.
No, well, listen, it's clearly DK's diet. That's nuts.
That is crazy.
I eat 5 Skittles, I'm taking a nap in 2 hours.
Right?
That's a problem.
Sugar high.
Oh, my God.
Previously on Greeny.
How are they going to replenish that roster? There's only one way to do it, and that is by trading Anthony Davis, who is, in my view anyway, about as overrated a commodity, an asset, as you could ever possibly have.
Weekly Rewind, brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877 Ask Dell. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. As a Lakers fan, agree, disagree with what he just said.
Yeah, no lies told by Greeny right there.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a tough decision that Rob Pelinka, I don't even know if Rob Pelinka is going to make the decision this offseason, but they've got to figure out what they want to do in order to capitalize on having LeBron James in the twilight of his career. And Carlin, with the oft-injured Anthony Davis, a guy that has missed one of every three games since he's been a Laker, I mean, at some point you're going to have to cut your losses and try to bring back some pieces that can help LeBron James contend for a title. Because right now, the Lakers are in oblivion. They're irrelevant. They're 11th in the Western Conference standings, and the San Antonio Spurs and the New Orleans Pelicans are looking down at them. That's not where you want to be. And then in last night's game, you're talking about another game where the opponent leads wire to wire. It's not competitive, and that's the part that's so frustrating. Now, I'll say this. Russell Westbrook played a lot better last night's game than I had seen him play for the majority of the season. But that's still not enough.
Oh, my God.
This is a little late. This is a poorly constructed team, and they don't have enough shooting. They don't have enough guys that are plus defenders. This is a problem, and they're going to have to figure out a way to put more talent that's complementary to what LeBron James is bringing to the table. Right now, they don't have that.
It'll be interesting to see what LeBron does when he goes to the GM meetings this year. I'm sure he'll be the one sitting in the chair trying to work out some of the deals so he can get rid of Westbrook and get rid of Anthony Davis and get a new cast in there in L.A., or if he decides to go play somewhere else, even though he loves living in Los Angeles. Mavs Bucks Sunday on ABC and ESPN Radio, and you got to believe Giannis is going to be in the zone. In the zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. He had 44 last night against the Nets. Chris Carlin and Chris Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. Robert Kraft, second time the last few days, and granted, it was the owners' meetings this past week, and I understand that. But I have to run this past you because I have really come to the conclusion that Robert Kraft, at this point, is starting to realize that maybe he made a mistake and the wrong guy won the power struggle. From this standpoint, 2 days ago, he says, I'm really upset we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. Like, you can tell, it's legit really bothering him. And then he says, this has got to be a big year for Mac Jones. This has got to be a big year for Mac Jones. Think about what's happened since Brady left. They went 7-9. They went out and spent a ton of money. They went 10-7 last year, but then got embarrassed in the postseason. And as you and I have talked about before, spending all that money helps in year one, may not help in years two and three. You might be in a little bit more trouble in years two or three. Robert Kraft feels like he is starting to come to the realization that maybe he should have sided with Brady.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I do understand the urgency on Robert Kraft's part. I mean, he's not buying green bananas, and he's trying to win more titles. When you've won six over the course of the last 21 years, all you want to do is keep competing for championships. And so I get that mindset, but you also have to have a dose of reality. The fact is, you lost the greatest quarterback of all time, and your team had one down season where you had a losing record. I think they were 7-9, and you were back in the playoffs this year. Now, you lost to a team that should have been in the AFC Championship game for a second consecutive year, a team in the Buffalo Bills that you beat once in the regular season, a team that most people are prognosticating that should be the best team from a talent standpoint going into 2022. So if you're Robert Kraft, you're not that far off. And as far as your strategy and roster construction, if you're going to spend big money in free agency, isn't the time to do it when you have a rookie quarterback? Isn't that the time to do it? So
yeah,
I look at all of the different moves that Bill Belichick has made, and I would say this. You don't like – there was never going to be a good time to move on from Tom Brady. But you would think that as far as the coach and the quarterback are concerned, Belichick gives you a longer runway than Tom Brady does. Now, I don't think anybody anticipated that Brady was going to go down to Tampa and have the immediate success that he did, but – Bill Belichick can coach longer than Tom Brady can play football.
No, I get that. But
so that's why the owner sided with Belichick. Lest we not forget, there was once upon a time where Kraft sided with Brady over Belichick because Garoppolo was supposed to be the succession plan for Brady, and Tom was having none of that. He went past Belichick, went over his head to Robert Kraft, and that's when they forced the trade and they got the second rounder from San Francisco.
Accurate.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, We know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
In winning a power struggle, it's not Belichick's out and Brady would still be there and they'd still be winning if they had just made Josh McDaniels the coach.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that power struggle, it still kept the two of them in one place. And Belichick had been ready for a while to move on from him. Yet this offseason, they've traded away Shaq Mason mm-hmm. on the offensive line. J.C. Jackson's gone. Mm-hmm. I know that they always feel like they can find the next guy. It just, when I look at the rest of that AFC, I do feel like the Patriots are far off right now.
Yeah, they don't feel like they're on par with the three teams in the AFC North and the four teams in the AFC West. Right now, they're the second best team in their division. But if you look at what happened last year, they were one win off from where the Bills were.
And are they still the second best team?
Yeah, they're the second best team. They're the second best team.
You
believe in Miami and Tua?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Put it this way. Tyreek Hill goes a long way.
The Tyreek Hill trade and extension tells me that Miami doesn't believe in Tua.
Look,
when they got Devontae Parker, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki, not to mention
Now Moster, it has to happen.
Exactly. They don't believe in him.
Look, if Tua is throwing it at the feet of Tyreek Hill on a bubble screen, then they got problems.
They don't believe in that guy. They don't. So let's stop yourself with that one.
I think the Dolphins have gotten a lot better.
I'm still not going to pick the Dolphins ahead of the New England Patriots. I'm not going to do it.
New England?
But that being said, Carlin, it still could be a moot point because you could be talking about the Patriots being on the outside looking into the playoffs, just how stacked the conference is.
Okay, with all of that in mind, it's Chris Carlin, Chris Canty filling in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. So what are some potential outlooks for some teams? Well, the wins and loss totals are out from Caesars Sportsbook. And you guys went through some of them this morning on Get Up.
Yep.
Let's go through a couple of them right now. We'll bring in Bubba. Bubba, we got a little music. Let's get this rolling.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, we got music.
Let's go. Bubba, let's get to a couple of these teams. And how do we want to do this? I have not seen what the totals are.
That's embarrassing.
Is it?
It should be.
You're a professional.
Do some homework.
You told me not to study
for this show. God.
You told me
Thank God
not
Chris
to look.
Canny and I have to carry the show.
I'm with you, Bubba.
I mean, unbelievable. This guy does no homework.
Yeah, yep. It's unbelievable.
Mail it in.
Pathetic.
That's me. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to guess or do you want to just go? You're going to give us the number is it?
Well, if you're going to throw out a team, you can guess and see how you do. We'll start with the best team.
There is such a little tone in his voice that he delivers that can really make you feel tiny. Anyway.
We'll start with the best team in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Their over-under, according to Caesars Sportsbook, is what?
The Cowboys' over-under, according to Caesars Sportsbook, playing in a terrible division, I'm going to say is 10.5.
That is correct.
And bang!
Wow.
Maybe I don't need to do I just know.
Look at him. He's using the lines. Force.
Wow.
All right. Well, there you go.
Is that number right?
Hell no, it's not right. Look at what happened
too
with
low.
The Cowboys offseason. No,
it's not too low.
It's too high. Bubba, it's too high. First of all, I don't even have the Cowboys winning the division. That's probably going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. And here's why. Your offensive line, as constituted, is a train wreck. You cut Lyle Collins. Connor Williams left in free agency. Tyron Smith hasn't stayed healthy for all the regular season games since 2015.
Yeah, maybe Tyron.
It's a problem. Plus, you lost two key receivers in Cedric Wilson and Amari Cooper. Zeke Elliott, his best days are behind him. And not to mention, you lost Randy Gregory. And one of the things that made the Dallas Cowboys great last year is that their defense was number one in takeaways. It's hard to maintain that year over year, which is why I'm not buying into the Cowboys being a double-digit win team.
Next.
Let's go to the AFC and your favorite team, Chris, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think they're at?
Well, I know it, so I'm going to have to defer to Carlin.
I'm going to say that the Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting at... They will give them too much credit. They're sitting at 7.5.
Hey, you got it again. How about that? Look at this guy.
Now you're looking at me side-eyed.
Bubba, I'm starting to think that he Googled it. Bubba, I'm starting to think that he Googled it. I don't trust it.
I Googled nothing.
I don't trust it.
Something,
I don't trust it.
Fishy going
on.
It might be on the other screen that he's got in front of him. I don't know.
Listen, look at all this stuff.
I'm not buying it, Bubba.
Nothing here.
No, but I mean, this has to be the Trubisky effect, right? Because Tomlin has never been below 500.
No.
So to suggest that he's only going to have what? 7.5 wins? 7 wins?
That's why I think
wins? Stop yourself.
I think they're giving him too much credit.
Well, I don't think Trubisky's going to be the starting quarterback for the entire season.
He may not be.
No, he's not going to be.
But I still don't know how they're winning 8 games this year.
Well, leave it up to Mike Tomlin. He'll MacGyver that thing and figure it out.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Next.
All right, there's no way you're getting this one right. We're staying in the AFC. The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. I'm going to put the Cleveland Browns at 8.5.
What a terrible guess. 9.5, you clown. 9.5.
Bubba, he's just doing that to throw us off the scent. He has it in front of him. He knows exactly what the win total is.
It's true.
Stop.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you could put any money on the Cleveland Browns without knowing what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
I totally agree. I don't know how
either. That's the wild card.
I mean, I don't think he's playing. I think he's going to miss at least 6 games.
You know, I'm with you on that, but Graziano said that you can't necessarily believe in the precedent when it comes to allegations of this nature just because the process is a little different now. It's a jointly appointed person from the NFLPA and the NFL that decides this type of discipline. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays itself out.
Bubba, give me 2 more.
All right, let's get some in the AFC West. How about the Chiefs? They got rid of Tyreek. Where do you got the Chiefs coming in?
I got the Chiefs at 11.5.
11.5. Wrong again! 10.5. 10.5.
Okay.
Aggressive.
It was aggressive, yes, but I feel like the Chiefs get overly compensated with credit sometimes.
All right, well, what about this one? New coach Josh McDaniels and the Raiders. Where you got Las Vegas?
9.
Wrong again. This guy is terrible. 8.5. According,
I was gonna say 8.5.
According to Caesars,
you should have said
come
it.
On.
Get this guy off the show.
If you feet to the fire, are you going over? With the 8.5?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am. I do believe in the Raiders. And I can't stand the Derek Carr derision. I think he's much, much better than people give him credit for.
Yeah, they had the 11th ranked offense, and they lost their head coach in the middle of the season, and they lost their deep play receiver to a tragic accident in the middle of the season. And yet they were still – and
yep.
Darren Waller didn't play 6 games, and yet they still had the 11th ranked offense in the National
Just
Football
added Devontae Adams.
Hello.
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. According to research, 90% of employers plan to make enhancing the employee experience a top priority in 2022. After all, a happy workplace like one that allows for a flexible schedule and focuses on company culture is key to attracting and keeping great employees. And if you need to add more employees to your team, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job and proactively presents them to you. You can easily review these candidates and invite your top choices to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. Unfortunate moment for me just a few moments ago. Chinne Ogumike was out here in the studio during one of the breaks. She was on the show this morning on Get Up.
Yeah.
And my wife is a huge, she went to Stanford. Huge Chinne fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Your wife went to Stanford?
Yeah.
Oh, you outkicked your coverage, my friend.
Are you kidding me? I'm not even in the stadium. Are you kidding me? So having said that, Chinne comes out, and I'd never met Chinne before.
Uh-huh.
And you and I are sitting here on set, and I looked up, and I said, Chinne, my wife would kill me if I didn't say anything. Huge fan. Went to Stanford. All that. And Chinne says, oh, what did she study? And I'm thinking, well, it's nice that Chinne would think that she's somehow around the same age. And I said, and instead of saying my wife is much older than you, I said, now, my wife is much younger than you.
Yeah, right?
And she's like in her late 20s.
I mean, that to her.
That's what Colin said. He's
said,
getting his Hefner on.
And I said, come on, Cheney, my wife is much younger than you.
That's a little awkward.
And she starts talking about the game tonight, and I'm like, and then she kind of realizes what I said. I meant older. Older. She's much older. And then I'm thinking, don't say much older. Don't say much older. There is no way to get out of this.
Yeah, there was no way for you to win in that situation.
Shocking that I would find a way to embarrass myself. Shocking.
Yeah, not so much.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.